Okay, welcome, welcome everyone to the Coaching Skills Forum, and we are on the call, inviting possibility, there was just a great energy already even before the recording began, and we're already, I was sharing just ideas I had, and already we are launching into the whole concept of inviting possibility. So before we jump into it, though, I do need to make sure that I cover just some of the logistics and how this works for anybody who's new on these calls, either new here today or listening to this recording. These calls are these are exciting and amazing calls, as many of us know, that this is a place where amazing coaches of all levels, beginning coaches, seasoned coaches, life coaches, corporate coaches, health coaches, ADD coaches, blah, anything coaches, can join to share and learn and grow from each other. And I really just don't think there's anything else like it out there. And if there is, they are copying from me because I did this first. Haha. And this really came from, you know, 10 years ago, I wanted more and began to invite possibility from other coaches and to invite possibility of what we can create together as coaches. And I didn't even know I was doing that. But I look back and I go, yeah, that's what we did. And so those early coaches who jumped in and joined in on that conversation, the coaches throughout the last 10 years who have followed and added to the conversation, and then these new coaches who are now part of this, we continue to expand and open up new possibilities for who we are and what we can create. So I thank you all for being on this call. These calls are, and that also is an invitation for everybody to jump in and participate, because your experience, your sharing, helps invite more possibility for us, as well as for those who are on listening to the call later on. So how these calls work, they are approved by the ICF and by the BCC for a single credit. And how it basically works is if you're on this call live, then you get a core competency credit or a live learning credit. I can't remember the terminology. If you're listening to a recording, then you still get credit, but it automatically becomes a resource development self-study type of credit. So just pay attention to what credits you need, and if you need the live core competency credits, then get on these calls live. How to get your credits? It's pretty easy. Somewhere on this call, a password will appear. At least I invite the possibility that a password will appear. And afterwards, go and visit the website, coachingskillsforum.com. There you're going to see a list of the upcoming calls. We talk every second Tuesday morning in Central American time, and every fourth Wednesday afternoon. Of course, it's different depending on where you are worldwide. And you'll see a list of the, I believe now we are coming up to somewhere either between 175 to 200 archived recordings. There's actually even earlier ones that I may throw up. That doesn't sound right. So you can access these calls, including this very topic, and hear that conversation and how it was similar and different. And you'll also see options to purchase your credits. We do this so that we keep the calls free for all coaches to enjoy and learn and grow. And if you want credits, then that's when you pay for it. You can either do a single purchase, or you can sign up for a six-month package, which basically means you paid once, a lump sum, and then for 6 months from the time of signing up, you have all that ability to access all the live calls and all the recording calls as much as you want. Make sure, if you're on the call live, please send in your request within the next 24 hours so that I know you were on this call live. And if you're listening to this recording, just send it in whenever you're good and goosey. Be sure to include today's topic, which is inviting possibility, the date, which is Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. This is important because we had this conversation before. And the password, which is to be revealed later. So in that sense, let's jump in. Any other questions that I haven't completely covered, you can always go to the website, coachingskillsforum.com. That's where I've attempted to answer all of your questions ahead of time, so you can always check it out. And you can always email me, Ben at bedo.org. So, inviting possibility. Welcome, by the way, those who are just jumping in. You got here just in time. So, inviting possibility. This actually comes from, I've culled together a list of about 80 different coaching skills and qualities and competencies from different sources. And this one actually comes from the IAC, which is the International Association of Coaching. It's similar to the ICF, but it's got its own direction and angle, and it also has its own list of what they refer to as the 9 core masteries, which is very fascinating because while some are similar to the ICF or to other approaches, there are some things that stand out. And so this was one of them where there are other elements on this list, this big list that I have, that might be similar, but I didn't find anything that really paired up with this that said the same thing. Certainly, there's nothing here that stands out in the ICF core competencies, nor in my coach training of CTI, nor at Coach U and Thomas Leonard's list. This was all specifically devoted to inviting possibility. So these other approaches and trainings certainly have that in there, but I didn't come across anything that articulated it so cleanly and clearly as here. So we get to focus on it now. The basic definition I will read as follows from the IAC. The definition is inviting possibility, creating an environment that allows ideas, options, and opportunities to emerge. The effect is the coach enables expansion of thoughts and actions, the client's awareness is expanded, the coach helps the client transcend barriers, the client is willing to leave his or her comfort zone, and the client has more options. Some key elements to keep in mind are trust, openness, curiosity, courage, and recognition of potential. The coach and the client communicate through exploration and discovery. And they identify internal possibilities. They identify internal possibilities, for example, personal greatness, higher purpose, and an external possibilities, for example, resources and means. And finally, the possibilities are generated by the coach, the client, or a collaboration of the two. Whew. All right, so that's this definition and discovery of inviting possibilities. So my question to you, gang, is let's leap off of this page and start seeing what we discover within ourselves. Let's create our own experience and understanding of this. Let's invite some new possibility for what this might mean. So I'll open it up to you. What are we talking about? When we talk about inviting possibility, especially in our context of coaching, what the heck does that mean? Anyone?
Well, this is Lynn. I was really curious when you were reading that, the similarities between that and brainstorming. There seem like there's some overlap of openness, curiosity, courage, exploration, discovery, allowing ideas, options, and opportunities to emerge, more options. There's a lot of similarity, but there also is, an implication of acknowledgement and or championing in there because of what they said about the recognition of potential. So it says to me that the coach holds the space and holds the person as expanding into these possibilities.
Yeah.
Their beingness. not just, you know, not just ideas or doing kind of stuff. So it is richer. To me, it's a little richer than brainstorming is. But I am curious about what other people think about the distinction, too.
Yeah, I love that you actually brought that in, because now that you mention it, you're right, there is similarity. And it feels like brainstorming is more the action of it, whereas I love your description that this is more of the space of where brainstorming can appear, as well as other things. I think, but yeah, let's see. What else? What else are we talking about? Anybody else? Inviting possibility. What the heck is that?
Yeah, this is Ray. I think it's kind of the essence of helping your clients move forward. It's not just moving toward a goal. It's helping them become. It's something much deeper and broader when you say inviting possibilities versus helping people reach goals.
Yeah, I like that. I just got hooked on just helping them become. Period.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's beautiful. Yeah. Well, because we get so stuck on become what? Become something. And I love there's the openness of this. That in itself is just complete open possibility. Become, yes. What else?
And that openness is why people come to coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they want to create new expanses. I've already said it, so that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you, it's great.
Yeah.
What else? Inviting possibility.
Well, this is Hillary, and I'm agreeing with what you and Ray are saying. It seems to me this is exactly what coaching is all about. This whole thing is all, you know, this is what we do. We invite possibility. And that's, you know, people don't stay with coaching unless they really want to change something in the way that they're living their lives. And I think many of them stay with coaching precisely for what both you and Ray talked about in terms of wanting that both accountability and cheerleading partner to really expand their horizons in a completely different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. I had to chuckle because so often on these calls, and I know you've been on these calls a lot,
mm-hmm.
You know, we keep saying, this is what coaching really is.
That's true.
And yet you're absolutely right.
That's good.
I mean, you know, if somebody came up and said, so what is this coaching thing that you do? I mean, what do you do? I mean, a completely viable answer for any of us. I don't care what field you're in. Any of us could say, you know what, I invite possibility. Anything is possible. And, you know, who else gets to say that? Yeah, beautiful. Anybody else? What are we talking about? Inviting possibility. It's a fascinating word, inviting possibility. Oh, possibility, would you please come over here? You are cordially invited to, you know, that's a fascinating word, inviting possibility. What do you make of that as opposed to something else that, you know, insisting possibility,
demanding
possibility, demanding possibility. Possibility, you must be here now. But it's a very unique word, inviting possibility. What does that evoke for you? Anyone?
This is Barb. It invokes choice.
Mm.
You know, because if somebody's really looking to change and to make a difference in their life, they have to want to choose to do that. They have to want to do that. It can't be forced upon them.
And again, I'm laughing on how many times have we had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's Deborah, it's a softer way of playing with change. People, you say, let's change this up, and immediately they're like, no, I'm going to keep it the way it is because it's working for me.
Yeah.
But then let's invite some possibilities. Let's welcome some possibilities in here, see if we can't change this up and make it better. You know what I'm saying? So change, people like have some energy against that word, but when you invite possibilities, then they're, oh, okay, let's, and the person that does that is a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, you're
they
right.
Are,
oh, that's brilliant.
My
that's
brilliant. Husband is, yeah, is a kindergartner teacher, and when those kids walk in, they live in amazement. They live in it all day long. What can we explore? What can we do? They're, like, totally open to every possibility that could happen, and they're excited about doing the possibility, checking it out, touching it, feeling it, and absorbing themselves in it. I love sitting in, you know, a kindergarten room with her.
I love that you bring that up. I actually am currently reading a book called Do-Over, which is a true account of a 48-year-old man who goes back to redo critical points of his growing up in childhood. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, he had a very bad kindergarten experience. So here's this 48-year-old man sitting in a classroom, not to observe and not as an adult, but as a part of the class and relearning that exact thing that you're pointing to.
Wow. I think we need a new competency. Living in amazement. I think that's fantastic.
That is freaking brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, living in amazement, which reminds me of the old Charlotte's Web story, which, you know, I love. There's this beautiful recurring moment where everything that Wilbur the pig comes across, he's just excited about. So what's your name? My name is Bob. Bob? Wow, that's a great name.
It's true.
You know, it's just there's this constant joy and enthusiasm, and it is. It's just like a kindergartner. Everything is exciting and unlimited possibility and potential, and it's like nothing is impossible. I had a little cousin come up to me, and this is last year, came up to me while we were having dinner, wearing his Batman mask, and he said, "I'm Batman." Like, okay, great. Yes, you are. Why am I going to say no? You're not. You're a 4-year-old kid. You know, come on, freaking figure it out. He was inviting me to that possibility. Maybe he really was Batman. So, all right. See, now you guys are getting me all sparked up. All right, so. So let's, actually, I'm going to write that down. What was that? Living in amazement? Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. So as I'm writing this down, let's extend this conversation a little bit further. What makes this inviting possibility important? I mean, why should we have it in our coaching? I just want to get the coaching done. I just want to work with my clients and handle their stuff. Now I got to do all this inviting possibility crap. Oy.
This is Michaela.
Yeah.
Because it feels to go beyond the certainty and safety and surety.
Yeah.
So it's also getting out of your comfort zone.
Definitely. Yeah. What else? So, yeah, getting beyond the comfort zone. What else?
Well, can I challenge that a little bit?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah. Let me just throw this out and see. And then she can expand on it. Maybe I'm off here. But... Inviting possibilities is out of your comfort zone. And I'm thinking that when I heard her say that, I went, yeah, but when I invite the possibility of maybe the first time riding a roller coaster, that is like way out of, was like the very first time was way out of my comfort zone. The time I rode the roller coaster backwards, now that was way out of the comfort zone. after riding roller coasters going forward. So I kind of think that inviting possibilities, then you play in the maybe out of your comfort zone, or maybe because you're inviting possibilities, that allows you to think that you're not out of your comfort zone. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a great place to explore, though.
Play there, please.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody else?
Oh, I got them stumped.
I know.
Well, I think you raised an interesting question.
Yeah.
Well, this is right. It sounds like, I mean, like it's a paradox that when you expand your comfort zone, you're in a comfort zone. Right?
I love it.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Yes, I see that. Yeah.
That's true. If you step out of your comfort zone, then you're out of it. If you expand it, you're still in it. It's just
you're
bigger. That's a really great distinction.
Another one we need to add.
Mm. Yeah.
Which one is it? Expanding comfort zone?
Expanding your comfort zone.
All right. You guys are making this list like 300 skills long now. It's going to take us like 4 years to cycle around.
And how
I actually
you,
have been
how
collecting.
Do you do that? How do you set up the inviting possibilities such that it is expanding your comfort zone rather than not being in your comfort zone? How do you set that up for the client? What is that?
Great question.
Yeah.
Well, I have this feeling that it's probably not as succinctly and easily answered. What I will say is I think that that's part of what we do, and if we have the intention and awareness of this is what we are doing, we're expanding the comfort zone, and I think that it's been brought up in different topics, and I think this is also part of it, as was brought up about brainstorming and all that, is that what we're really doing is we're stretching the client beyond where they're currently sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not they're going out of their comfort zone and riding a roller coaster backwards, or if they were just expanding their comfort zone, either way, we're stretching them beyond their norm. And that's certainly, if we go back to inviting possibility, that's really what we're talking about, is stretching, expanding, you know, helping to really grow beyond our self-imposed or externally imposed limitations. Inviting possibility. Anything is possible. So actually, let's keep, because I think we'll discover the answer to this. Let's keep exploring what makes this important. Inviting possibility. Why on earth should we be spending all this time learning this and doing it?
Because you can't expect to change by doing the same old, same old.
Same old, same old.
So you have to explore the possibilities to see what else is out there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. If you don't have alternatives, if you don't have something else to pursue or create or whatever, then you just kind of keep doing the same thing.
Well, you know, I just kind of wonder if so. Then what creates that that buzz to move into possibilities? So I was thinking, okay, is it just because something's not working? Yes.
Mm.
Is it because I'm bored? Yeah.
Mm.
So it's not something that it's triggered because of something negative. And that's why your client comes to you, is because they're stuck, right?
Yeah.
So the possibilities for us, being life coaches, we understand possibilities, so it's easier to play there.
Yeah. It is easier. This is a concept that I think for the most part we as coaches get. And certainly there are some coaches who get it deeper or more expansive, others who maybe are challenged by this or whatever. But I think all as coaches we get this. Is, as somebody said, this is what coaching is. We're inviting possibility out of and stepping out of the norm. That's why they're hiring us. You don't need to hire anybody to help you do what you've already been doing. The same old thing. Well, so actually, and I love it because this, with some exceptions, I love it, kindergarten teachers invite possibility. I think teachers in general, at least the ones that really stand out in our hearts, are the ones who really invited possibility into us in whatever, if it's, you know, in math, science, the arts, whatever it is. That's, I think, part of what engages our learning to some degree.
I agree. And I also
agree
believe
too.
That if the person, like the kindergartner, has that ability to do their own exploring, I think the learning is more meaningful and sticks with the person because it's owned by them.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
By we as the coach inviting and creating that possibility space, we're allowing the client or helping the client take ownership of this exciting new realm they're discovering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had the I had the opportunity to sit in on a few classes in the Montessori school. I don't know if you guys are, they're mostly in probably the West Coast, I think. They are just like that, where they'll take math and they let the child, if they're in third grade, fourth grade, they're in third grade, they go in, they are given math problems, they sit there and they figure them out. You know, they just bring in so much, the teacher does, so much expression into what they're doing that the child just, you know, eats it up. And so they'll sit there and they'll actually move from third grade to fourth grade to fifth grade to sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not held back because they're in whatever grade that they're in.
Yeah.
They get to live in possibilities every day of moving up, learning more, getting deeper into the subject, whereas kids that go to public school are more apt to, okay, this is the project that we're going to do, and this is where we're going to stay, and then, you know, next year you'll move on to the next project.
Beautiful.
Right.
Okay. So I figure we're on a really good path. This is important. This is a big thing. This is what coaching is. We expand. We grow. We develop. And as awesome as it is, as important as it is, as powerful as it is, what gets in our way? What stops us from really fully inviting possibility?
I think it's the fear that when it's called change. I think change evokes fear and possibilities are easier. Mm-hmm.
Boy, change is scary. Change is exciting. Oh, I wish I could change. I want to change. Looking forward to the change. Change is freaking scary. Yeah. What else? What else gets in our way from inviting possibility?
Preconceived expectations.
That's a big one. Yeah. We already have it in our minds. We have it all planned out. We have it figured out. We have it set. This is exactly what's going to happen. And so, therefore, inviting possibility. No, there's no possibility. This is how it's going to go.
Right.
For better, for worse.
So things I push it too hard. You move it out of possibilities into something, into expectation.
Yeah.
When you push too hard in possibilities, when you own it, maybe when you own it, yeah.
Mm.
owning the concept doesn't frame it in. But if you exactly that, it will you'll snuff it out. You'll snuff out inviting possibilities or welcoming them if you put a framework on it that's too tight for deploy.
Sure. Well, possibility, you know, once you start containing possibility, then
mm-hmm.
it kind of removes possibility.
Right. When an example would be sending your client out, they're going to make, you know, they're going to explore how many clients that they can get by how many phone calls that they make.
Yeah.
And we're just going to explore in there. Well, then you, I would send them out. The opposite of that, to contain it, would be make 5 phone calls, you know, get 2 clients, yada, yada. So we've taken possibilities and now taken the possibility out of possibility.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, and I don't know if this metaphor hits, but I suddenly got this image of, like, an ice cream parlor, you know, like, you know, that brags, you know, we have 60 different flavors. I mean, we only do one at a time. So, you know, we only have space enough for one container. So, but we have 60 different flavors. We have all this possibility, but we only really have spot for one. So we come in and get our one, whatever it is. It's magical and it's unlimited. It's just one. It's really limited.
Mm-hmm.
That's not unlimited inviting possibility. That's just rotating a small concept. What else gets in our way? Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's also, this is right, when we listen to what the client is saying, but not what the client isn't saying. You know, or what's underneath.
Yeah. We get hooked on their story. We get hooked on the surface. And we're just hearing the details.
Yeah.
And most often, in that story, in those details, inviting possibility isn't present in the first place. So if we join in that story, we're actually complying with no possibility.
Right. I just had a friend who went through a whole coaching program with someone. It was a very specifically career-directed program.
Okay.
And she has a resume, interview tips, 30-second pitch, 90-second pitch, new LinkedIn page, new everything. And then she said, I think maybe it's not the right direction for me. I don't want to, you know, maybe I gave her the wrong information. And so I was asking, I said, well, did you talk about what's the essence of what you want? Well, we brainstormed a little bit, but, you know, it was like by jumping too quickly into a client's goals, without really listening and excavating, I think we can sabotage and, you know, close possibilities by listening literally to our clients.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And sometimes
yeah,
I feel
totally
like you have that, let's say, 50-minute coaching session, and some people feel like you have to make those leaps and bounds in that 50 minutes. They don't leave that possibility to leave that open-ended for a few sessions or a few weeks or whatever. You know, life can't be wrapped up so quickly sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I always remind, I was like, well, how long did it take for this problem to occur or to arise and get to this point where we need to change something?
Obviously, great.
Usually it takes, like, you know, well, it's been brewing for like a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's been, you know, kind of growing and developing for a few months. You know, yeah, this has been going on for several years. Okay. And so you want to then fix this problem that's taken 7 years to build in 45 minutes. Got it. Okay.
So true.
And if it were that easy, you would have done it. But...
Yeah.
I love what we're talking is that we get hooked. The client is certainly hooked on this. I need this fixed now.
Mm-hmm.
And we get caught up in that as well, that urgency, that story, that their belief system, their limitations, because that's their job is not to find a way out of it. Their job is to be a client. Okay. Good. What else? Love this. What else gets in our way? What stops us from inviting possibility?
This might sound crazy, but maybe lack of creativity?
Lack of creativity, sure.
You know, we get so stuck in the mundane that we can't even conceive of the possibility.
Yeah.
When you've run out of what you know,
when you
and you're tired of being in I don't know.
Yeah.
So inviting possibilities turns into I don't know.
Which is actually interesting because from my experience, and this is also what I teach in my class, is I don't know is actually the beginning of unlimited possibility. That's actually where possibility begins, is I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, we run through all that. Here's what I know, here's what I know, here's what I know, here's what I know, here's what I know. Okay, now I'm dry. That's where possibility starts to really flourish. But we have to be in that place of, I don't know, let's find out, as opposed to, I don't know, I guess that's it.
Or playing in the exact opposite, which would be inviting possibilities every single day and then not really putting your finger on a possibility to be doing action on.
Yeah. You know, I love that you bring that up. There's a danger that we just reside entirely in inviting possibility. And we're just inviting, 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 inviting. Okay, wait, hold on a second.
Inviting possibility ADD.
Yeah. Yeah, and in which case then, I mean, imagine that you're just inviting everybody under the sun to a party. Well, at some point, your house is going to be a little full.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are hanging out the windows and stuff like that. And then
they have to avoid.
Yeah, and then your crystal egg gets broken, and then you end up opening up a prostitution ring while your parents are out of town on vacation. It's a crazy mess.
You're cracking me up.
Anyway, else is just me. Was that me? I'm sorry.
It's just you. We went along for the ride, unfortunately.
Thank you. Hey, she was my girlfriend. It was okay.
But you can avoid. Back to my thing.
Thank you. Anyway.
If you stay too much in inviting possibilities, it's a great way to avoid doing something that maybe you've recognized as a good possibility to jump on.
Yeah, yeah. So there is something about that. The word that's coming up almost is like possibility nausea or indulgence or something like that, where you're not actually listening for the resonance or for the actual possibility. There's possibility, like anything's possible. What's possible for this client in this moment?
And it takes time to put that on, you know, like a coat to see if it fits. Because sometimes, you know, you hear it and it is a possibility, but you don't know, is this the right possibility? So it takes a while. And the other thing, too, is when you go out and you're doing your website, someone says, and you need, you know, this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that. And then you go, and you're just so overwhelmed with all the possibilities, you don't know how to embrace the ones that are for you.
Actually, I love that you bring that up. There's something about being distracted by all the possibilities, but there is a great potential to be overwhelmed by all that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And a great example is like website development. You know, anything is possible. It's not a question of can you do this, it's how do you do it? And, you know, and which plugin do you use and which template and which,
right.
You know, and there's so much out there, it can become overwhelming. And
what is
it,
and how
lives.
Do you filter, you know, how do you filter which possibility is for you?
Yeah.
And truly, I think sometimes you have to just sit and kind of have a direction in which that you're going, so you know what what possibility sounds good.
Yeah, love that. Beautiful. Something that comes to mind on my end, which I was kind of mentioned something like this, but I just love the differentiation between confusing possibility with probability.
Because we,
because we actually start looking at what's possible within the confines of what's probable, what's likely to happen based on statistics, past performance, blah, 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 which actually is not possibility. And it's a trap that we fall into. Our clients fall into it. We fall into it. We look at what's probable, what's likely going to happen. If everything works well and I'm lucky, I might be able to get away with this. What's possible is, holy crap, anything you can think of. I'll give you a great example on this call. It's likely that I will have on our next call about 12, 15, 18 people. That's pretty much what we get consistently, you know, on average. It's possible to get 100. Big difference.
It's like a bucket list, you know.
Yeah. Bucket
so
list.
You're right. Inviting possibility could be your bucket list. If we sat there and thought, at this moment today, is it probable that I'll, you know, climb Mount Fuji? No. Is it possible? Yes. So anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
But tomorrow, I might move to Kilimanjaro, at the foot of Kilimanjaro, and be able to walk up there every day.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to see tomorrow. I see now. So my now is filled with inviting possibilities.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Every single one of us, let's take a look. Be it 1, 5, 10 years ago, whenever it was, did you ever think it was possible for you to have a career helping people in this manner?
Nope.
And yet, look where we all are. At one point, we didn't think it was possible based on our current situation, but something changed, something shifted and opened up. Oh, crap, this is what's possible. Every single one of us I know had some version of, this is possible. I could do this. Could I do this? I don't know. Let's give it a shot. Yeah. So that's also, it points to one of the things that gets in our way is, as and it kind of was brought up too, we can invite lots of possibility, but the client also has to be in a place to receive it. We can throw out great possibilities that are so attainable, but if the client can't receive it, then it's just a pipe dream. Big whoop.
Because they're maybe because they're sitting in probable rather than
exactly.
They don't know how to do that. They don't know how to move over there. Play.
Yeah. And that's where coaching comes in. Da, 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 da. So, by the way, I got to grab this now while we have time. Please do not hang up yet, but I heard a gorgeous password that just can't get passed up, and it's the word, when it was mentioned, bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I love about that is that what that conversation was about, you know, bucket list, like these are the big things and anything is possible and, you know, go crazy. But also, bucket can be referring to the container and the, you know, that we're stuck in. But also, all we need to do is just get a bigger bucket. And suddenly, we have more possibility. And lastly, buck it. as in, you know, buck as in, as in, you know, knock it over, you know, buck the system, you know, go, all that. Buck it. Like, come on, hey, just buck it. You know, let's do anything. Hey, buck it. This is a family-friendly call, so we have to keep it clean.
So is it, it's bucket or bucketless?
Just bucket. Just bucket.
Okay.
I just like that, though. Oh, what?
Okay.
You think you can't do it? Hey, bucket. Come on, let's do anything. So, anyways, luckily nobody's jumping in on the call at this moment. What is going on here? So, now I want to check in, because now I'm curious. This has all been about how do we invite possibility to our clients, but let's look at how it comes back. How do our clients invite possibility to us?
They hire us.
They do.
They hire us, so they trust us to play.
Yeah.
Ben, this is Jim.
Jim, welcome.
For me, when I'm coaching and I'm trying to help another person discover their possibilities, my mind is always generating more possibilities for me as well. You know, I come away from a coaching session and I'm thinking, you know, I can do this or I can do that as well.
Beautiful.
So,
yeah, nice. How else? How else do our clients invite possibility to us?
Think about a client that was, oh my gosh, she was like like three paces ahead of me, and I thought, whoa, I need to expand here.
Yeah,
because
I'm
like used to playing over here, and this gal, you know, was from New York and made multi-figure income just sitting and helping a restaurant build their business through internet stuff, and lived in the Brickell area and was young, and she wasn't dating the right people, so she wanted to date, you know, guys that worked. It just, the relationship worked. And so, but she was like, she was just so big. I had to expand my possibilities to embrace her.
Mm.
I was on my toes the whole time.
Yeah.
It was really fun, but oh my gosh, she expanded my territory.
Well, it actually reminds me that really every client that we get, especially those of us who work with the same, you know, niche or target or client, the same problems, the same issues, it can be easy to look at everybody falls into that same category. Yeah, just do this, got it, boom. And yet, 100 people with the same issue and problem, there really are 100 different applications and directions and solutions and whatever that we have to explore. So we could also say that every client that comes to you is actually inviting new possibility on how to approach this situation. And certainly those clients who bring problems and issues that we haven't tackled yet before, that's certainly inviting possibility. Wow, I've never addressed this issue before. Let's see what we come up with.
Mm-hmm. That's where I really, really, really learned. It's not about me.
Except when it is.
That's where I learned it was not about me.
Well, and which really then even opens me up to the fact that our clients are living, breathing, walking, talking possibilities. Unlimited potential and possibility. I would even say each of you guys on this call, each of you are possibilities. And I've invited you to be on this call, or you have felt an invitation somewhere. And so you have been invited to this call as possibilities. Yeah, did I just blow your mind?
Rick is sitting in that.
Yeah.
Oozing in it.
Yeah. And by the way, that includes those of you who are listening to this recording, because you somehow felt an invitation to listen to this recording, whether it was by somebody saying, here, listen to it, or your own intuition that grabbed it. We could look at it that way. We are all walking, talking, living, breathing possibilities.
I think this is Hillary. I think the interesting thing about coaching is we don't always know that. And that's part of what the coaching space opens up for both the client and the coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Which brings me beautifully to that final question that I love asking, and we're running out of time. Oh, crap. But it's really, how does this expand, this concept of inviting possibilities, how does it expand outside of coaching? Anybody want to throw in an idea quickly? What is inviting possibility outside of coaching?
Just so many possibilities, Ben.
I know.
Just kind of like just in
2 minutes?
About, you know.
Great. Yeah.
Too many flavors.
Yeah. Too many flavors. No, we already have a password. But there is something about, you know, and I'll end with this, even though we really don't have time to explore the possibility of this question, but that what if that was the norm? That instead of us on a daily basis being confined by our confinements, our you know, limitations, our probabilities, but that we actually lived in unlimited possibility and constantly sought to invite it into our lives. Man, that would be amazing. Our government would be different. Our international policies would be completely different. Our interactions with each other would be massively different. If that was our normal way of operating and engaging. And it's probably not going to happen because there's human nature and stuff that gets in the way, but boy, what a fun place to explore and just dream that maybe we can invite its possibility.
You know, and I think we should do with our tax dollars is for every president that ever goes into the White House that they should have themselves their personal life coach.
There you go.
For pretty
wow.
much, you know, just in this area of inviting possibilities.
Yeah. Boy,
well,
think
because
about
they
it.
Expand it for us, and then, you know, and laws and everything gets created.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be great if the head of our house has that kind of mindset of inviting possibilities?
I mean, how many times have we seen great ideas show up in government, in politics, in anything? Brilliant, beautiful ideas, only to go, well, but that's not how it's done, or, well, we can't do that because blah, 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 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I said, like, yeah, but wait a minute. Let's explore what's really possible. And then, as was said, then we can really decide, out of a bigger choice, what is it that we really want to do? What's worth our time and our energy?
Mm-hmm.
So my request to you, especially as we're engaged in the holiday season or whenever you're listening to this, whatever season, it's the perfect time to make a daily practice of inviting possibility, not just with your clients and in your coaching, but outside. You know, inviting possibility when you're grocery shopping, inviting possibility when you're driving home. It doesn't have to be a big, world-changing, momentous, I'm inviting possibility and the world has changed. But even the little things can make a huge difference. And if we do it enough, perhaps we can actually start to encourage and invite others into that possibility.
Paying it forward, you know.
Amen.
Paying the bill for the person behind you. It's been a blast for me. I think I spent like $300 so far last like couple of weeks passing it forward.
So, awesome, gang. We're at the top of the hour. Coaches are jumping off. You got the password. Go and visit coachingskillsforum.com. And even more importantly, I invite the possibility that you all join me on the next Coaching Skills Forum call, which is Wednesday the 23rd. And we will be exploring the exciting world of, wait for it, life balance. Wow, and amazing that these two, just timing-wise, come right at the end of the year, you know, before we shift and transition and holiday and all that stuff. So, and I look forward to seeing you all. Any questions, go and visit coachingskillsforum.com. I have a call coming in. I'm going to go and invite some serious possibility with this client. See you, gang.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.